Rockwood, there were no tearful speeches, angry outbursts or chants or anger. Just hugs of support and a collective sense of why? As roughly 55 people gathered outside the Rockwood OPP detachment Sunday evening for a candlelight vigil for Nathaniel Schofield. The 36 Arthur man died on July 10 while in police custody. Now the family and friends who attended Sunday vigil and many others want to know what happened. That's been the worst part of this, not being able to mourn my son's death, wondering what happened and why the Sioux handled it the way they have with me, said Schofield's mom Faye Jickowicz, who organized Sunday's vigil. The biggest message I can give, because my son's gone, is make sure whatever happened doesn't happen again. But whatever happened, I don't know. I'm just standing up because I'm a fighter and I know he would have wanted me to do this. Schofield was arrested in Arthur July 9 and was spending the night in custody at the Rockwood detachment. Sometime the next morning, he was reportedly found in medical distress and rushed to Guelph General Hospital where he was pronounced dead. The province's police watchdog, the Special Investigations Unit, SIU, is investigating and has designated one subject official, which is defined as someone who, in the director's opinion, may have caused the death. No other details have been released to the public or family, including the cause of death. I'm here today fighting for Nathaniel's justice, said Kathy Aitchison, a good friend of Schofield's mom. There's just too many suspicions and suspected malice. And answers are needed. The family needs answers and peace of mind. Let's get the answers and let's get the truth out, Aitchison said. Kathleen and Keith Arnold, Schofield's great-aunt and uncle, came up from London to attend the vigil. We loved him very much and it's so sad what happened to him. It shouldn't have happened, Kathleen said, adding that the vigil is a way of sending that message to the authorities. Keith said it's just so sad that he was taken so soon and, under these circumstances, all found strength in Sunday's show of support. It's just really good to see all these people. I have family that came really far and friends that came from near and far, Jickowicz said. Everyone has just been phenomenal in showing their support. Also in attendance Sunday was Davin Charney, a noted social justice lawyer from Toronto whose specialty includes suing police forces. The SIU has given no timeline as to when the investigation may conclude.